This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This just in from Ian Rappaport about, a half hour ago, tweeted out a story. He's up early, this Ian Rappaport. About 24 minutes ago, he put this out, Dorian. Devontae Adams wants to play for the Jets, hopes to be traded to the Jets, but is open to other destinations. This is not going to be, Ian Rappaport writes, like Aaron Rodgers when he left the Packers, where he would only play for the Jets. No, Devontae Adams is open to getting traded elsewhere. The New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, and perhaps the San Francisco 49ers are among teams that either have inquired about the six-time Pro Bowler or are places Adams would be happy landing. We know, it's been reported by multiple outlets now, that the Steelers have reached out to the Raiders. I wonder if Devontae Adams wants to come here, though, because the wording there was somewhat ambiguous. The New Orleans Saints, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, and perhaps the 49ers are among teams that either have inquired about the six-time Pro Bowler or are places Adams would be happy landing. So we know the Steelers have reached out. We don't know how Adams feels about them.
Well, he wants to play for the Jets, clearly, and we all knew that.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't he? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. But I think that with the list of teams that have reached out, which is probably not the real list. There's probably other teams, but
sure.
It's like, all right, like he's not going to go there. I think that he's like, I'm willing to play for those teams that you just listed, as long as it's not Carolina, you know?
Right.
As long as it's not like, I mean, you know, what's another bad team right now? The Giants, maybe. So you don't see those teams on there. And I think that, I mean, as a player, if you look at those situations of the teams that you named, you can see the upside of each situation.
Yeah. I think if you land on any of those teams, yeah, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
You're okay with it. You're obviously going to have a preference. If I were guessing, and you brought up the Saints yesterday, I would think Jets are probably his number one.
Mm-hmm.
Saints are his number two.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's okay with going to any of those spots, and here to me is the crux of all this, if he's okay going any of those places, it really is just going to be about the best offer then at that point. Where for Brandon Ayuk, that wasn't going to be the case. He said, I ain't going to Cleveland.
Right.
I ain't going XYZ. It's either San Francisco or Pittsburgh. So the offer that the Steelers had to put together didn't have to be a great one. They just needed to pay him enough. This, to me, seems like the opposite of that, where there's six teams listed there that all have intriguing situations. It's just going to come down to which team gives up the most. And I heard yesterday, Mike Florio was on with the PM guys. He said he heard the Jets could do 2 third-round picks, and they have 2 third-round picks in this draft. That's going to be tough to top. 2 third-round picks in the upcoming draft. Like, if the Steelers are going to go 2/3, they'd have to spread it out.
Right, 2 years.
Or you'd have to give a second and, I don't know, a fourth next year or something like that. So you're going to have to outbid those teams to get his services.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they might. But I also look at the Jets as probably a desperate outfit, one that knows there's a ticking clock on Rodgers' back, and you got to make him happy,
yes.
And you got to win now.
Yes.
And if you don't win now, he ain't going to be happy. So I think they're probably the team that is going to push the envelope the most here.
I think they've been in on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rumored even before, even in the offseason, about him going to the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Two-thirds, I mean, how do you top that? Maybe, you know, a third and a player. I don't know. I don't know if the Steelers are in a situation to get, I mean, who would that player be?
Right.
I think it's going to be the Jets.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
If I'm the Raiders, I'm looking at mostly draft capital, too. I mean, I don't know that I'm super interested in adding a salary, adding a player.
No.
I just want to start my rebuild. They don't have a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell's not the guy.
Nope.
Who?
Garner Minshew.
Garner Minshew's not the guy.
Mm-mm.
Those guys
but
are...
They knew that going in
they're
the season.
Just
like,
guys.
That's why I don't understand, like, sometimes, you know, like GMs in the processes. Like, you knew that Garner Minshew... I mean, Garner Minshew's Garner Minshew. He's a fine player. But is Garner Minshew going to win you an AFC championship game? Like,
I think Garner Minshew's a really good backup quarterback
so
in this league. But that's about all he is. Aiden O'Connell, you don't know, I guess, what he could be. But when you get beat out by Gardner Minshew, you kind of know what he could be. So this is the least surprising thing ever. Hell, man, 3 weeks ago, you said, pay attention to the Raiders. If they fall out of it, Davante Adams ain't going to want to be there. You were on this a long time ago. And 2 days ago, before any stuff came out, you said, pay attention to the Raiders, Davante Adams, and think about the Steelers. And maybe they flop Wilson to the Dolphins. And then maybe you get a draft pick, and maybe use that draft pick for Davante Adams. So you've been all over this. And then I heard again yesterday Florio say there might have been a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing between Davante Adams and Antonio Pierce. Look, we're going to try to win. If things aren't going according to plan, Davante, we probably will move on from you.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being the case too.
Yeah.
He's dealing with a hamstring injury. He is not a young player. He turns 32 in December. That worries me a little bit. I wonder if they were a contending team, if he might play in somewhat of a limited capacity. But now if you've got the hamstring injury and you're on the trade block and you're not very good, you're just going to be, you're going to be on ice.
Yeah, you're milking that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're milking it, whether it's serious or not. And I read somewhere that it's a legit injury.
Sure.
But I mean, if it's 1 to 2 weeks, that is the barometer of whenever he could be healthy. If I'm Davante Adams and this is the situation, it's as many weeks until I am not here anymore.
Yes. I'm not going out and playing another down for the Las Vegas Raiders, whether I'm healthy or otherwise, because I don't want to be a Raider. And that's the smart thing. Players can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of power. They have more power than they've ever had before. But when you're locked in a contract and you're in the middle of a season, you got one play. And the play is Al my hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do agree that it's probably a legitimate injury, but it's going to recover quite slowly.
Yes, it is.
Same way with Russell Wilson. You don't need to push him along when you've got a guy who's 3-1 and slinging the ball all over the place for you. You can afford to be patient. In this instance, it would be organizational malpractice to get Davante Adams on the football field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.